to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. You know, have you ever been looking at your kid and you're like, oh, you're such a sweet baby angel, and then their friends pop off and tell you something about your kid that you didn't know?
This has never happened to me.
It will.
Normally, it's just like his friends like ratting on him.
Yeah.
In the way of like, Justin did that. Like tattling.
Oh, tattletale.
A little tattling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had an experience last week that was kind of not like that, but also opened my eyes to the fact that my sweet baby angel is not really a baby angel. So I went to Easton's field trip the other day. And I'm sitting around the lunch table with him and all of his friends, and they're chatting me up, you know, because they've never met me before, so they are very curious as to all the things Easton's mom. And then one of his friends looks at me and he goes, did you know that Easton got his head stuck in a chair the other day? And I look at Easton, and I look back at this kid, and he's like, yeah, it happened. And all the other kids start chiming in, like, no, Easton's head was stuck in a chair, and he couldn't get it out. Mind you, Easton has had a bruise on the side of his face for like 4 or 5 days, and he tried to tell me how he got it,
right?
But it didn't really make sense.
Like,
how did you have that bruise? And I look at Easton, and he's looking at this kid giving him the cutthroat. Like, stop it! Shut up! I didn't tell her! You're right, you didn't tell me. And in fact, I learned that day that my child has been horseplaying, goofing around in class, and got his head stuck in a chair.
During class?
During class, because he put his head in a chair.
Why?
I don't know. It was honest. It sounded like it was probably in like the switching of subjects.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when they're up and moving and playing around or whatever. His head got stuck in a chair.
You know what, guys? The opening in the back of this chair looks to be just about the right size for my head to fit through.
One way.
Not thinking about how we're going to pull my head back out.
The problem is,
what do you guys think? Should we try it?
He's got a big head. Like, in what universe did you think that your big head was going to not get stuck in this chair?
That's funny.
And it 100% did. And I was like, I would have never known that if your friends wouldn't have read
it. So
you
obviously
out.
It took a little force to get his head out of there. So
he literally has a bruise on the side of his face. I was just like, nobody called me, which is fine, whatever. He was fine. But like,
yeah, there's a bright side to this, though.
I would have never known about it if I wouldn't have gone to the field trip and his friends wouldn't have told me.
The bright side is your son will never do that again.
Oh, well, hopefully.
We can pray. We can pray on it.
Oh, no. Hope it's the only thing that he gets stuck anywhere for the rest of his life.
Yeah, kids definitely do the wild and craziest things, and, you know, they have no filters also.
And sometimes you find out because you're in the right place at the right time with the right people who are willing to tell you.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
I want to ask the Camel Nation this morning. You can call us, you can text us, 602-894-5653. What was something that you found out your kid was up to that was revealed and you were like, wait a second, my kid?
By their friends. It's their friends.
602-894-5653. Hey, Vanessa in Glendale, good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so you heard Cheyenne's kid, Easton's classmates, ratting him out for getting his head stuck in a chair.
What an interesting character he is.
All right.
Aren't they all?
What do you got for us this morning?
So mine got ratted out. His friend told me he was vaping on the bus.
No. Was it like a tattletale, like, hey, Miss Vanessa, Thomas is vaping, or was it like a side conversation that just kind of slipped out?
Ran off the bus straight to my house, our house, and I'm watching my kid run after him. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wait a second. We have to establish one major piece of information here that we have not talked about. How old is your kid?
He's 12. I have a 12-year-old. Yeah.
12-year-old vapers?
And I'm a 14-year-old.
Trouble.
If I found out my 14-year-old was vaping, I don't know if he would live to see tomorrow.
Whoa.
He's in a lot of, and this just happened recently, so it's like,
oh, it's still fresh. It's a fresh wound.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
He was just trying it. It wasn't his. It was, and his friend said the same thing. It was this kid at school, another kid who was on the bus, but the bus took off. So, you know, this other kids on the bus.
How are these kids getting away with vaping on the bus? Like, does the bus driver not see the fume of smoke coming out of the seats?
That's exactly, I asked, how'd you get away with this? He said, we do it in our sleeves.
Yeah, as a former vapor, if it's not one of those ones that blows plumes of clouds,
yeah,
which there are some, like the right. Juul, it doesn't leave much of a trace at all.
Really?
So you can totally undercover. I used to do it in the studio all the time.
Seriously?
Yeah, and I never got in trouble for it.
I didn't live to see that phase of your life.
So, long story short, what are you going to do to your son?
Yeah. What did you do?
What kind of punishment is he going to get?
I mean, he is in a lot of trouble, so he doesn't get to play with his phone right now, no calls. No games right okay. now, but
good
our
start.
Big thing was like talking about why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because that's not cool. And I'm, you know, it's not, I didn't like that his friend ran off the bus and came and told us, but like, because I'm not into that.
Yeah. Miss Vanessa.
So
yeah,
annoying.
It was terrible. I was like, and please don't do that anymore. Okay. I'm glad I know, but. So it's been a bittersweet thing, I feel like.
Yeah,
right now.
Learning
Definitely
lessons.
Definitely growing.
Good to know, man. Good to know, and shut it down early.
We're trying.
That's wild, though. I think it's funny that he ran off the bus to you.
Yeah.
Like a little tattletale.
His big brother will probably beat him up, because that's it. So he's like, I got to go to the next kid.
There you go. there's one way to fix this problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello, Camel Country. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this? Where are you from?
This is Deb. I'm from Mesa.
What's going on, Deb?
Oh, not much. My son has grown, and my story is a little bit different.
Okay.
When he was about 8 or 9, mm-hmm. He never told me about this, but I guess a couple months later, one of his friends said, "Hey, Mrs. L, did Joe ever tell you what he did at school?" And I said, no. And he said, well, his friend, one of his friends, Beth, had a seizure at school. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, I thought, did he run? Whatever. And I said, what happened? Well, he didn't tell you? And I said, no. He picked her up and carried her all the way across the school to the nurse's office.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I know. And he never told me. And so I asked him, I said, why didn't you tell me? And he said, well, Mom, she was my friend. What else would I do?
Yeah.
And so he's an adult now, and he's the same kind of young man that
wow.
he was as a young kid.
Oh, I love that.
But I just had to share that because he's always been that kind of person. But
yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
He didn't expect anything from that.
He is what we call a humble hero.
Yep.
He is.
And I love that.
He is a Marine. I'm not allowed to say he was a Marine.
Wow.
So I wanted to share.
I love that. We'll tell him thank you for his service.
I will do that. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Absolutely. And also, he's kind of racking up some good points with the man upstairs, too.
Yeah, he
yes,
definitely
he
is.
He's
yes,
like,
he is.
What else
you
can I do to seal my ticket home?
Thanks, guys. Right.
Thanks for the call, Deb.
Bye.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Derek is an absolute angel.
Okay, I doubt it, but why?
He is setting the standard for husbands.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to call his wife, Maddie, and let her know that this weekend, no golf, no guys' nights, absolutely nothing but Maddie time.
Stop.
Yes.
Raising the bar.
Let's call her up.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Madeline or Maddie? Maddie?
Who is this?
It's Nico. From Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
I mean, I'm busy right now. Why are you calling so many times?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have news for you. That's my job. People tell me news, and then I relay it to the recipient. Who is you? And in this case, it's your husband, Derek. He has news for you.
Okay.
He wanted me to tell you. And this is good news, by the way. He's going to dedicate this entire weekend to you and only you, just like in your marriage vows. So help him, God.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
God.
He went on to say, Maddie, no golf, no guys' nights, and absolutely no sports, I promise.
Oh, my
God, is this for real? Oh, I want to see that. I
want to
see that.
No. Hey, Maddie, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. So does your husband like nonstop just watch sports?
Oh, my God, yes, he's insane. Like, he's all the time with the sports under his phone. Oh, my God.
I love that you said, I need to see it. Yeah. Like, I need the proof. The proof is only in the pudding. And if you ain't got the pudding, you got no proof. That's hilarious. Yes.
Well, hey, don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just relaying his words, okay? Now, I cannot make him do anything. That's up to you. But now, at least he said he's going to do it. So I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Hey, there we go.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning. Who's this? Where are you from?
Krista Mesa.
Krista and Mesa. Good morning.
Krista Mesa.
Good morning.
You know the job that you got to do. It's a tall order.
Which also means that you're caller number 8. So,
hey, congratulations.
Yay, Krista.
We got a serious prize on the line too, Cheyenne.
It is a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney at his show at the Sphere in Las Vegas and a 2-night hotel stay at the Westin, which is right next door to the Sphere. It's pretty great. Have you been listening the last couple of days?
I have.
Did you grab any of the hints?
I didn't get the hints, but I got the sound, and me and my daughter kind of looked it up on the internet and played with some sounds.
Oh.
What?
You're trusting old Dr. Google
science?
Over there. Science? Technology?
All right. If somebody figures this out through science, that would be amazing. Well, anyway, let's do it. Let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the secret sound.
I think this is your favorite part of the day, is hitting that button.
Absolutely. Krista in Mesa, this is the secret sound. What
is
do you think it is?
A tap of a castanet.
Ooh.
I don't even know what a castanet is.
It's one of those...
It's a musical instrument.
Yeah, it's like a Spanish, like...
Well, by my lack of knowledge of what that is, I think we can all gather that that's not
no,
the secret sound.
That is not the secret sound. Sorry, Krista. That's
no
a
worries.
Very
Thank
good
you.
Guess, though.
Yeah, great guess, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Everybody that was thinking it's a castanet. No, it's not.
No, wait, nope. You would be wrong.
Yeah. Very nice guess, though.
It was a pleasant guess.
This is why you got to listen out for those clues. And we got another one coming.
Because if you would have heard the clues, I think you would have realized that that's not what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. The clues and the hints are very important.
Yes. So listen to Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron coming up at 5 o'clock for another one. I don't know why it scares me to death, but I did something very out of character this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm so happy I did it.
Oh, I first of all, love that.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. What did you do?
I went golfing solo.
Really?
I've never done this ever. I've never even thought about I feel awkward going to the driving range alone.
Uh-huh.
Which is like technically something you don't do communally. Like you don't get your friends to go, "We're going to go to the driving range."
Even if you do that though and you go with your friends, you're still technically golfing by yourself.
You're still golfing by
Very
yourself.
Very much by
at
yourself.
At the end of the day. So,
I'm
saw
really
a tee time that was super cheap and I'm like, "Whoa, it's at 3:45, so I'm not going to invite anybody. It's super last minute."
Yeah.
They were just trying to squeeze in as many golfers as possible by the end of the day just to get them through. And it was very cheap at this time of year. Like, it was 80 degrees. I'm like, let's go golfing.
That's perfect.
And let me tell you this, Cheyenne.
Uh-huh.
I am a social person, okay? Normally, you throw me in a situation with a bunch of strangers, I come out with new best friends. That's exactly what happened on this golf outing trip thing.
So you went in, first of all, you went in to go golfing and you were going to go by yourself, which is a huge step for you as is. And I think that's great.
I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy. Whereas I am the opposite, and I love to do things by myself, but I do things by myself where I'm intentionally going to be alone.
Like yes.
Disneyland. I can go to Disneyland by myself and talk to nobody, and I am so happy.
That sounds like hell on earth to me.
I've been to Vegas by myself, and I've talked to nobody.
Vegas by yourself? I just feel like those are places that you would enjoy with your friends and family so
1,000%.
That why would you not do it with your friends and family?
Because I equally enjoy time by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I could go overseas and go on a trip to, like, Ireland by myself, I totally would do that. 100%.
Wow. The Irish guys would love you, by the way.
I don't know if that's true, but I appreciate that. But I would. I would go by myself. So we're definitely opposite in that. Yeah. I am very social, but I also enjoy my alone time.
I feel you on that. And like I said, it was the greatest decision I ever made. I made three new best friends. Well, two new best friends.
Only you would go do something by yourself and come out of it with three new best
friends.
Yes,
this lovely lady, Belle, and her husband. I forget his name.
Her name is Belle?
Her name is Belle.
That's the cutest thing in the whole wide world.
I think she was flirting with me the whole time. She's an older lady than I.
She's older
Let
than
me
you.
Say it okay. that way, okay? I don't want to be disrespectful, but she was such a treat. I think her husband tried to murder me at one point because he hit a golf ball that was crazy close to my face.
Oh, my gosh.
At a very fast pace, and I had to dodge it, and it was a whole thing. But I got her phone number. She said, Nico, you are such a cutie pie.
No wonder he tried to murder
you. I want to hang out with you again. I want to invite
you. You're not helping your cause.
I was gonna say,
at
this
all.
Is, a lot of Yo, this is making sense.
Me and Belle, we're a thing.
No! No!
We're a golf thing. And no. We were golfing with their son, who was like a 34-ish year old guy about your age.
My
like
age.
Really fun guy. Really, he was smart. Like he was a little smart aleck like myself. He had no interest in hanging out with me again at all. It was
but his mom
me
did.
And Belle. So I'm so happy I made that move, man. I just couldn't see myself doing that and like not being social.
Yeah, ugh. I get it. I have played around a round of golf by myself and it was delightful.
602-894-5653. Camel Nation, what is an activity that you can do by yourself and feel super comfortable?
And you just love it.
Where normally like you would have your friends around. Like going to a movie alone? Ugh.
What?
Or a restaurant?
Bro.
Can you eat a meal alone?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I do it all the time.
I've starved myself. I would not do it until there's other people around that I love. Call us up. I think people that go to sporting events and movie, any presentation solo, are kind of, there's something going on with them.
I'm concerned that there's something going on with you because you can't do it.
Yeah. I can't. I'm just such a social person. I need someone around me to like make sure that I'm doing everything okay.
Yeah, that's a psychological problem, bro.
Yeah, that sounds like a you problem. The rest of us are so independent that we can do things alone.
Kenny and Glendale's on my side, I guarantee it. Good morning, Kenny.
Morning, y'all.
All right. Now, I am team go to events with other people. These other two are solo artists. What about you, Kenny?
I'm a huge fan of events by myself. I hit a point at some point in my life where I hated having to schedule going places with people.
Yeah.
They want a different type, or they'd show up late, or there'd always be some hassle. And at some point, I was like, you know what? I can just go to the movies by myself. I could just go to a sporting event by myself.
I get this.
And have a great time.
Because you want to know what's worse? Because you said sporting events. The worst person to go to a sport, or the worst, I guess, stressor about asking somebody to go to a sporting event with you, are they chatty?
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to chit-chat about the day while I'm trying to watch a baseball game.
Are they locked in?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Kenny, I understand that.
Or in a movie. And they make the snide little comments during the movie. And, you know,
right?
It's like sometimes they're okay, but hey, sometimes I'm like locked into the movie. I don't
exactly. Also, you have to be able to go with somebody who understands that like maybe you're a snacker. And I don't want somebody to judge the amount of snacks I'm eating at a ball game or the movies. Like, don't judge that I'm eating an entire large Harkins popcorn by myself. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need that.
I didn't have dinner. Yes, I did bring a sandwich.
Yes, exactly. Yes, my dinner is, in fact, popcorn.
Yeah, but also that I can just pick the time I want to go and when I want to go. I don't need to cross-check it with you and your calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
I can just get the ticket and go.
Buddy, I get it.
Are you one of these people, Kenny, that goes to sporting events and gets dressed up?
Not necessarily, no.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that and go by yourself.
Yeah.
I feel like the only way that would work is if you had season tickets and you sat by the same people who also dressed up, so you're not going alone, but you are.
If you're doing the wig with the big gold chain.
But you're going by yourself.
You're by yourself.
And you're like sitting alone in the bleachers.
All right, that's the only time you can't do that, okay, Kenny?
It would be a choice.
But now you owe me, I feel like I want to wear a three-piece suit when you say get dressed up.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
No,
that would be very strange. State Farm Stadium. Here's Kenny in
his penguin suit.
Penguin suit. Here we go again. Another case of Nico, shut your mouth. You talk too much.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it, because I love it when Dana has to tell you to chill out.
According to my wife, Brooklyn Dana, who feels like I need to talk to everybody. I do. I need to speak to everyone. If I catch eyes, you better believe I'm talking to you.
You are. If you pulled up the dictionary right now and you flipped it to Chatty Cathy,
yeah,
your picture would be there.
100%.
You're so chatty.
Uh-huh. And the verb would be chatter, chatting.
Chattist.
Chatterer.
Chatterer.
So we walk into Lowe's and she's looking for plants for the house. She's doing a whole green thumb thing right now, which I fully support. God bless her. Next month when we have to buy new ones because they're dead. But hey, we'll go through the motions. We'll play this game again.
You're supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several things have died on my property. So we're walking past the plants and she's going toward the one she wants, the perennials or whatever. And I spot this guy who's just like kind of lingering and he's about my age. And, and I could tell he's just in there meandering, like as if I was meandering.
Absolutely.
Because he was looking at the grills.
Meanderers can spot a meanderer.
So the grill section at a Lowe's is very substantial.
Yeah.
There's a lot of grill and activity. So I'm a grillosaur. I grill constantly.
Yes.
I grill 3 to 4 times a week.
Yes.
So I catch eyes with this guy and I said, hey, babe, while you're over there looking for your plants, I'm going to be over here. The gravitational pull to the Traegers is pretty heavy right now. And I said it loud enough.
Yeah.
And this guy was looking right at me. He goes,
the dad chuckle.
He kind of laughed to himself. He goes, with the gravitational pull to the Traegers, this guy. So the best part, that's not even the best part.
Okay.
That's not even the best part.
Okay.
The best part is I'm literally looking at the Traegers because they do have some pretty, pretty decent deals and it's time for me to upgrade. And they also have a flat top Traeger now, which I'm very into because I was trying to get a Blackstone. And I'm
need
like,
one.
Do I need a Blackstone? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Traeger has one. Anyway, this is the best part of the story. This guy comes walking by me now and he catches my eye and he goes, yo, that joke about the Traegers, bro. I'm going to go tell my wife about that one. And she goes, she looks at me with the devil stare. She goes, why are you always bothering people? I was like, are you crazy? I made that guy's day. I might even made his week. It was the best interaction that guy's had in so many interactions.
And you didn't even say it to him. You said it to Dana.
Goes, you're so embarrassing. You're always talking to people. Leave them alone. They don't want to be talked to you.
You didn't talk to him.
She's trying to say that I'm bothering this guy. She's like, leave him alone, Nico. It's so annoying. I'm like, babe, you have no idea. That guy 100% told his wife that joke or whatever. said about the interaction, and it was the greatest part of his day.
And
end of story.
He's going to hold on to it and say it the next time that he's in Lowe's.
Yeah.
Someone else is in earshot. That is his go-to line now.
Yeah.
The gravitational pull of these Traegers got me.
The Nico virus is contagious.
Got it. I'm here for it. I think it's hilarious.
I'm taking down one dad at a time. Wait a second. Hey, we talked to Chris Young, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where can the Camel Nation find that audio?
They can find that on the free Odyssey app when they download it and then search Nico and Cheyenne.
Do that, okay? Every single thing we do,
everything
is cataloged, no matter how good or how bad.
How extra good.
So download the app, man, if you want to follow us and check us out when we're not on the radio, which obviously we're about to say. Adios, amigos.
We love you so much.
And also follow us on Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne.
Because that's where all the fun happens.
Absolutely.
It's a little unhinged sometimes.
We want to hear from you. So follow us, search us out, Niko and Cheyenne.
What we should do a 5-minute follow back.
I love that.
So if you go follow us right now for the next 5 minutes, we'll follow you back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm quick on that follow back finger. So
let's do it. Follow do back that. Fingers.
Follow back fingers.
Tune in tomorrow for another opportunity to guess the secret sound. And of course, listen out today at 5 p.m. for another hint as to what the secret sound is with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron in the afternoons.
They've got your back because they also want you to win these Kenny Chesney in Las Vegas tickets.
Smoking prize, man.
Yep.
And I've heard that possibly if somebody answers correctly and gets the secret sound, we'll give away more Kenny Chesney tickets at the Sphere.
What?
Possibly.
That's
so
new
start
news.
Playing. Start playing, okay? Don't just feel like, oh, it's, you know, it's over. It's over now. My life's over. No.
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 Your life is not over.
It's just starting.
Really, though.
All right.
There's so much ahead of you.
Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
We love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.